Today's podcast is about how love requires evidence. There's a common saying, actions speak louder than words. It's easy for anyone to say the three little words, I love you, but it's their actions that truly prove or disprove their declaration of love. Love requires evidence, and it's through one's actions that love is revealed and felt. The Bible beautifully defines love in 1 Corinthians 13:4 through 8. This passage in the Amplified Bible says, love endures with patience and serenity. Love is kind and thoughtful and is not jealous or envious. Love does not brag and is not proud or arrogant. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not provoked nor overly sensitive and easily angered. It does not take into account a wrong endured. It does not rejoice at injustice, but rejoices with the truth when right and truth prevail. Love bears all things regardless of what comes, believes all things, looks for the best in each one, hopes all things, remaining steadfast during difficult times, endures all things without weakening. Love never fails, it never fades nor ends. But as for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for the gift of special knowledge, it will pass away. But how often do we truly witness these qualities in someone who claims to love us? Are their actions in line with the biblical definition of love? If someone claims to love you but fails to display the qualities mentioned in 1 Corinthians 13:4 through 8, their love is questionable. Their actions are a testament to their true feelings. Ask yourself, does this person display the qualities of biblical love? Love endures with patience and serenity. It requires a willingness to understand, forgive, and support the other person. Does this person display those behaviors, or do they constantly exhibit impatience, irritability, or lack of understanding? Love is kind and thoughtful. It goes beyond mere words and encompasses acts of kindness, consideration, and thoughtfulness. Does this person exhibit those behaviors, or fail to show kindness in their actions? Love is not jealous or envious. It celebrates the successes and happiness of the other person without feeling threatened or envious. Does that describe this person accurately? Love does not brag and is not proud or arrogant. It embraces humility and acknowledges the importance of equality and respect in a relationship. If anyone constantly seeks to assert their superiority or demean the other person, their actions contradict the fundamental nature of love. Love is not rude or self-seeking. Love manifests through politeness, courtesy, and selflessness. Anyone who consistently disregards your feelings, needs, or boundaries reveals a lack of genuine love and concern. Love does not take into account a wrong endured. It forgives and lets go of past mistakes or hurts. Holding on to grudges or constantly bringing up past offenses indicates an inability to truly love and forgive. Now please know I'm not referring here to anger at being abused. That should not be in the forgive and forget category. Love does not rejoice in injustice, but rejoices with the truth. It stands for justice, fairness, and honesty. Not doing so is evidence of a lack of godly love. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. It remains steadfast and unwavering during the difficult times. If someone abandons you in times of hardship or fails to support you, their love is not as true as they claim. Love never fails. It never fades or ends. When someone says they love you, but their actions consistently fall short of the qualities of love, it's an indication that their love may not be as authentic as they proclaim. Words are important, but actions reveal the sincerity and depth of love. When someone's actions align with the qualities of love described in 1 Corinthians 13:4 through 8, their love is genuine. However, if their actions consistently contradict these qualities, then their love is questionable. Remember, love requires evidence, and it's through actions that love is revealed and experienced. Thank you for listening to my podcast.